Now, we've all heard of pampered pooches, pet dogs that are treated like humans by their owners with glitzy collars, special clothing and detailed grooming routines. But in the United Arab Emirates, one European businesswoman has decided there's a market for pampered camels. Believe it or not, she's developed shampoo and skincare products for camels, and she goes round camel farms offering the animals a luxury wash and massage. Our reporter Katie Watson took a drive with her to meet some of her four-legged clients.
My name is Birgit Maria Kempus. I'm from Germany. I was born in a small village and I was growing up at a farm. So when I was very young, my father said to me, okay, you have no brothers, so you or your sister must lead the farm later on. I decided, no, I want to have more freedom. And after several years, I come to this country here and I found this is a very safe and beautiful country. It's a Bedouin feeling. This is what I like. People accept me and this is what push also my way of life here in this city.
So where are we going now?
We are going near to the Oman border, to Katam al-Shikla. It's a farm area where you find a lot of camel farms.
We arrive at a small farm. It's a plot of land fenced off with palm leaves, with a camel pen and a simple square concrete building at one end. It has one room for entertaining guests, with a low table and floor cushions neatly bordering the walls. Before Birgit Maria can set to work, though, camel farmer Sultan Al-Katbi invites us into the room for a traditional spread of dates, fruit and Arabic coffee. Sultan's been a camel farmer for more than 30 years. For him, camels are an important part of Emirati life.
Thanks be to God we have camels. They provide milk and they're used for transport as well. Bedouin people depend on camel milk and there are clinics that specialize in treating illnesses with camel milk.
With the formalities over, Birgit is ready to meet the treasured creatures. Many of Birgit Maria's humped clients are no ordinary camels. They're beauty camels, whose proud owners enter them into camel beauty contests, where they're judged, amongst other things, on their healthy, shiny hair and skin. A good camel can fetch hundreds of thousands of dollars. Birgit Maria sets to work lathering her squatting client with a special organic camel shampoo made from pine needles from northern Germany.
We make it wet first, we take the shampoo and then we make small movements on the body. It is really necessary that you make this kind of movements, go around and around, like a massage. For example, when you have a boyfriend, he said, okay, make a good massage. So it's similar like this one. So you should make it very soft and believe me, a camel like it. A camel like it. After a hot day, they get something like this. It is really, yeah, you see that the smiling in the face of the camel. They feel well.
Why do camels need special shampoo?
We have a lot of diseases. And this shampoo is also against diseases, by the way. It's also a special sound. The camels are outside and we have a lot of small insect, bacteria and so on. And the shampoo is a treatment against bacteria, against mites, against insects. For example, also here between the legs, the skin is red. And so the shampoo is like a protection against this bacteria and insects. After using the shampoo to make a double protection, we take the pine water. And when we put the pine water, especially also against the sun and all the dirty things, what it's coming through the air. So attention, please. So, and after this, we can use some of the gel. So that's the next step, and then finish. It's quickly done.
What made you, as a German woman coming to the UAE, think, I know there's a big gap in the market, shampoo for camels?
Of course, for a German lady, it is untypical to come here. And most times the people say, you're a crazy lady. Some farmers give me the name, oh, the camel lady is coming. It is only possible when you have good certification, good treatments, and also here the trust. They see the difference. So how the fur is before and after, for example, 8 weeks. You really see a difference.
And what's the reaction been? Have people been grateful for your products?
They love it.
It's obvious that Birgit Maria has found her vocation here. She clearly has a very soft spot for the camels she looks after. So what makes this camel beautiful? It's got incredibly long eyelashes.
If you have good gene and you have a good father and mother, you get good results also on the face. Hey, sweetie. Hey, look what I'm doing. What's this? Look, you can see here the eyelash extension. Every woman like it to have so long eyelash extension and the big brown eyes.
How long did it take you to learn about camels and become an expert?
It is a never-ending story. I learn every day, every minute. And when it's not about the body, you can learn also something about the tradition. You can learn something about the food. You can learn something about a camel song. You can learn so much.